This is a tremendous crowd of people that have come here at a few hours' notice. And I'm sure all of us have the same mixture of emotions. The terrible sadness is what has happened today. We called a demonstration last night knowing that they were going to attack the convoy, but we never expected we would be mourning the death of at least 20 people. People from different parts of the world who went in solidarity with the Palestinians and have been shot in cold blood by Israeli commandos at the instructions of the Israeli government. And that is an absolute shame on any decent society. This government here, like the previous one, talks about the international community, talks about the rule of law, but has allowed Israel to do exactly what it wants year after year without any serious sanction against that government. Can you just imagine if this had been Iran that had shot 20 people in the Gulf of Persia? Can you imagine what now would be happening? There will be an emergency UN Security Council. There will be immediate extra sanctions. There will be all these things going on. And there will be a war caused by these governments against it. Instead of which, the European Union has called for an inquiry. We don't need an inquiry. We know what they've done to the people of Gaza. We know about the bombing. We know about the blockade. We know about the settlements on the West Bank. We know about all of these things. So we are here today to say we're not just sad about the people who've died, and we don't just want to send our condolences to the families of the people who've died. We're here because we're angry as well. I am so angry about what they've done. Like many people of my generation, I campaigned against apartheid South Africa. And apartheid South Africa did many terrible things. But I can't remember an instance where a country like Israel has been able to shoot foreign nationals in cold blood and not be held to account. They must be held to account. Because the big question here is, why do they think they can get away with it? And they think they can get away with it because the United States and Britain and the EU and Egypt, all of those countries are colluding to allow them to get away with it. And our big question here for Stop the War is, we fought against the war in Iraq, we're fighting against the war in Afghanistan. We have to also fight against this horror that is being done to the Palestinians. It's not being done in our name. It is being done in the name of the same people who attack us, who the people who defend the bankers, this rotten government which has absolutely no legitimacy, that most people didn't vote for, the people who voted against the war have now got this government. This is what we have to campaign against. So please, do everything you can. You'll find out from the websites where we're demonstrating, when we're demonstrating. We have a conference against Islamophobia on Saturday, which we want to turn at least part of into discussing this issue and the links with the attacks on the Muslim community that are happening. So please, campaign, let our government know how we feel. End the siege of Gaza. We break all links with Israel, impose sanctions on Israel, and let's make sure that no decent person in the world has to support this government anymore.